I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A lot of times when you go out on a date, you're just hoping to get through it. Like, you want it to be good, but you also want to make it to the end with nothing bad happening or no awkward moments so that maybe you can go on a second date.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the guy on the phone for a second date update today, his name is Aiden. Aiden met a beautiful girl, asked her out. They went for dinner. Food was good. Good conversation.
Awesome.
He made it almost to the end, and at dessert, his world came crashing down, and his date unraveled.
You'll
hear his story right now and find out what happened in just a second. But first, Aiden, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Good. So tell us a little bit about the girl that you want us to call today. How did you meet her?
It was one of those nights when you go out and you're not looking for anything. And sure enough, that's when your world just, you know, changes. I was just at a bar with a couple of friends. Just having a good time, you know, meeting a woman was the last thing on my mind. And then this girl comes walking into the bar and everything just went slow motion except for her. And
Whoa. Are you like typically this romantic of a man?
Not at all. I'm usually a real jerk.
Okay.
This is something new.
Yeah, this was like one of those things that all your friends who are in love tell you about. And you're like, oh, you guys are idiots. And then it just had never happened to me until that night. And I'm not an overly confident guy when it comes to the ladies, but it was one of those things. She walked by me the first time, and I was just so taken aback, and it just popped into my head. I'm like, you know what? Everything else be damned. I have to find a way to meet this woman.
So what did you say to her? How did you approach her then if you were nervous?
After the world stopped spinning and everything, I just kind of pulled myself together. And I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna walk up while she's with eight women. So probably about 5-10 minutes go by, and she just takes a walk to the bathroom. And just when she's on the way,
you followed her into the bathroom. Good work. That's the best way to do it.
Romantic.
Yeah.
I will say it does sound like you're going from like totally swoon worthy to a little.
I've never had luck when it's like eight women and me and I walk up. So just when she came walking by the bar area that I was at, I just said, excuse me. And I had all these great smooth things I wanted to say in my head. And instead it came out sounding so cheesy. It was just, hey, how does it feel to be the most beautiful woman in the room?
Oh.
And she just kind of looked at me, laughed, paused for a minute, and then just walked right on by.
Yeah, I keep walking too. That is so cheesy.
Sounds like a fairy tale meeting to me.
Yeah, I froze. I don't know why. I had so many other original things to say, and I went with that.
Sweetheart, how's it feel to be the most beautiful woman in this room?
Well, yeah, when you say it, it sounds creepy. Yeah, but,
that's how I picture you saying it. Also, like holding out like a little gun with your hand, like, yeah. You go ahead and move along to the bathroom and think about what Daddy just told you.
How did you come back from that and convince her to go out with you?
You know, I think after I went outside and smacked myself in the head a couple of times and called myself stupid, 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 I went back inside. I walked over to her. I'm like, look, about what I said earlier, I know it came off as cheesy and a line, but I meant it. And she just looked at me and she smiled and she's like, you're very sweet. And I'm like, well, thanks. And I never do this. But if you allow me to, I would love to take you out to dinner. And we exchanged numbers, and that's all that happened that night.
So tell us about dinner then. How was that?
I got there early and got the table. And when she came walking in, it was the same thing all over again. Man, she just took the attention of everybody in the room. This girl, she doesn't have a bad side. She's amazing. And the thing that caught me is the night I saw her at the bar, she was just wearing like jeans and a top. And this night she was wearing a dress, and I don't know how else to explain it other than there's some women that can wear a dress, and then there's some women that just wear a dress. And when she walked in wearing a dress,
she was wearing that dress
that dress
all the way on her body. Nice.
Oh my God. I'm pretty positive some other guys in the restaurant got in trouble with their wives and girlfriends that night because there wasn't a head that did not turn when she went by.
Okay, so but how was actually like dinner with her? When you guys were sitting down talking and everything, was it good? Did she seem interested in you?
It turned out we had a lot of similar interests. And what's really funny is you wouldn't know it to look at her. She's so beautiful and mild, but she's like tomboy through and through. So just awesome. I mean, beautiful girl, into sports, and not just like, oh, I like watching sports because my boyfriend likes watching it. Like, we were just going back and forth. Like, the whole time in my head, I was going, there was something that night at the bar that told me to talk to her, and this was it. It was like I was meant to be hanging out with this woman.
So the whole time with her was awesome. Obviously, you liked it a lot. She seemed to be having a good time. Tell us about what happened when dessert came.
Well, when dessert came, we got like the triple-layered chocolate cake killer thing, and it comes out, and they put it in the center table, and we're just both sitting there picking at it with our forks, and the check came, and I went to pull my wallet out, and I guess I had been out like the night before. I didn't put my credit card back in the normal place. So at first I was freaking out because I'm like, oh my God, great. Perfect first date. And now I can't. But so I'm digging through my wallet looking for it. And I found it. But just as I found it, all the cards, all the business cards come flying out, dumping down to the table, and then right into the what's remaining of our chocolate cake, a condom goes flying into the cake.
Yeah.
No way. Hey,
now that we had this dessert, you know what would go better with it? Some latex. What do you think, lady?
Yeah.
Go back to my pad?
Yeah. I just saw my whole world come crashing inward.
Well, what was her reaction when she saw a condom in the dessert?
She just stared at it for a second, looked at me, and said, well, then. And kind of cocked her head. And then it was just horrific frozen face. And then she just busted out laughing.
Okay, so she seemed to take it pretty cool.
Yeah, we both started laughing. It was like that awkward. And it was that moment where I'm like, do I pull the condom out of the cake? Because obviously I don't want to be the guy, it's got chocolate on now. Do I put that back in my, it became a thing. I hope she didn't think I was carrying it around for a reason. Like, I hope she wasn't thinking, oh, he was expecting to get something, you know, tonight. It was just in there. It had been in there for a long time. Like, to be honest, I totally forgot it was in there.
If you feel like everything went cool after the whole condom debacle, why did you put in your email that you think that's the reason she might not be calling you back?
Well, that's the only thing I can think that went wrong.
Okay.
You know, when it comes down to it, that is the only thing that whole night that could have possibly caused the toll 180 on, you know, returning calls and talking with me.
Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.